Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show. Tonight's show is all about precognitive dreams, out-of-body experiences, astral projection, and any other kind of strange happenings. If you'd like to share them with us, please give us a call on Skype number 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Right into this world, all alone. God takes your soul, you're on your own. The crow flies straight, a perfect line. On the devil's bed, until you die.
Tuesday, everybody. It's Nunu. Glad to be able to be here with you guys today. Last week, we had some mishaps with the show. Kept getting cut off. We were cut off earlier when attempting to start the show. So hopefully that will not happen again. But if it does, and we have to, cut the show short, that's the reason why. But anyhow, welcome back. We are Broken Earth Radio Show. And as Bill was saying earlier, this show is primarily about precognitive experiences, out-of-body experiences, dreams. So if anybody has anything they want to talk about, if anybody wants, has some thoughts or just wanted to talk about some your own personal experiences or even some dreams that you're wondering what they mean, why don't you give us a call and we'll toss it around, talk about you know, what your dream means. If anybody is wanting to, you know, call in and give us an update about the things that have been going on in your life since we've spoken last, you know, we're here for that too. If anybody has any simple questions, remember these are sample readings. It's not about, you know, giving away the baby with the bathwater, guys. You know, give us a call and share with us. We do have some callers online right now, but before we take our calls, we're going to sit back and talk a little bit about the show and listen to a little ditty or two, and then we'll get to our callers. Is there anything you wanted to talk about, Bill?
Well, I'm going to be covering a few things tonight. I mean, it's going to be difficult just to stick to the precognitive and out-of-the-body experiences just because everything's so intermingled and everything's looped in with everything else. It's going to branch off to different areas. Well, I'll try and stick to that theme. But something I've been looking at the past few days is just like more sort of ghosts, poltergeists and that. Did you get around to watching The Paranormal Witness?
Well, I started watching it, and then it said that I couldn't watch it until I paid for it. It cut me off after
really?
2 minutes. Yeah, so apparently it was a teaser. But I watched some of the other shows, I watched a show and I watched another episode, and then but I only saw a little snippet of the show that that you wanted me to look at while you were at work.
Right. Well, it's only recently that I started watching Paranormal Witness. It's only been out for, I think they've only done two seasons. It came out in 2011. And it's basically pretty much entirely based on witness accounts. There's not really much factual evidence there. But it's very interesting to hear these. It's different things from poltergeists, you know, ghosts, precognition, UFOs. Did I say that? But this one specifically had photos with it and some video. This one, it was, I don't know which one it is, but it's called, if somebody wanted to find it, it's called Paranormal Witness, and it's The Poltergeist. And
something about something in the woods, too.
Yeah, something in the wilderness or something.
Yeah, something.
But it's worth watching. Not the best thing to watch before you go to bed.
Yeah, I was thinking about that because while you're at work and you were telling me to watch it, I was like, okay, I'm going to take a nap with this going. And I
yeah.
And I'm no, you probably shouldn't.
It is kind of scary. And when you've been trying to weigh up the universe as much as we have, I don't know about you, but I don't just see it as a poltergeist. I try and weigh up what these things could be, whether they're interdimensional or what, you know. So if you try and look at it that way, I suppose it's not quite as scary, but sometimes they remind me of the way the poltergeist act is kind of like how a wild animal would. Like if you let a chimpanzee loose in somebody's house and it was invisible. So I'm wondering whether whatever is there, it may just be like a basic kind of life form or something, you know, that's just creating havoc. I don't know. A lot of people see them as demons, but it's something I've been looking at. I've actually been looking on YouTube of somebody who's got poltergeists a lot in his kitchen, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And that video footage is crazy. I can't see how he would have faked it, and he actually tries to fake the same footage. He actually goes out and tries to recreate it himself, and he has difficulty, but it's on YouTube anyway.
That's actually an interesting observation about how, entities that are acting bad, you know, acting naughty.
Yeah.
If it's because of the freedom, we are bound to rules and manners, but why should they be? So, you know, if you have no limits, why not? Why not mess around with somebody and mess with their head or whatever? Or, you know, if they're stuck in whatever environment they're in. So I guess that's not necessarily saying they're limitless, but, you know, right. I guess why not?
Yeah, especially if they're living off fear. They feed on fear and negative
right.
energy. They're basically creating food for themselves by creating this fear within the household.
Yeah. Interesting.
I've got a couple of... We go on.
I'm sorry. I was just thinking, you made a comment about negative energy, and I was just kind of thinking, you know, sometimes, I mean, I know that there are bad things that happen, but, you know, sometimes I look at a situation like, okay, let's say that we're sitting at the table, and, you know, you sit down to eat your pudding, and I take your pudding, and I give it to Cole.
Yeah.
You know, it's one move. But with that movement, you're mad, and Cole's happy.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily...
But guilty. Happy but guilty, maybe.
Well, you know him. Yeah, he would feel
a little
guilty.
It's like the whole seven dwarves, happy, angry, guilty.
And who am I? Just...
Sleepy.
Sleepy?
That's right.
I'm sleepy. Okay, what were you going to say before that?
Well, I know it's kind of going off the subject a bit, but because we were on the subject of poltergeists and ghosts, I was going to just tell you about something where I lived. How long ago would it have been? It would have been, it's probably about 10 years ago. And I was living with my mum and dad and my sister, and I'd used to go upstairs at night time to go in the bathroom, brush my teeth, and I'd be up there and I'd hear knocking on the door, uh-huh. and I'd be like, I'll be out in a minute, and then I'd hear the knocking again. I'd be like, well, just give me a minute, Dad, Jesus, I'm just trying to, I'll be out in a second. And they'd knock in again, and I'd be like, open the door, and there'd be nobody there.
Right.
And then my dad would appear out the bedroom, and he'd be like, who are you talking to? I was like, I'm talking to you. I said I'd be out in a minute. And he'd just look at me like I was crazy. And this happened a lot. Anyway, we used to be knocking on the door, and I'd be like, but my dad or nobody would be upstairs, and open the door, and I'd be like, oh. And even, like, when I go to bed, they'd be knocking on my door. Bedroom door. And then after I kind of got used to it, I'd be in the bathroom brushing my teeth, and then I'd be here knocking at the door, and I'd be like, okay, just forget about it, just try and ignore, and it'd be like, and I'd be like, it's not going to happen. And then it stops from the door, and on the outside wall of the house.
Oh,
wow.
Knocking
on the outside wall of the house, and I was like, that's when it started to scare me then. And I told my family about it. And I think I just tried to sleep it off, and I think it wasn't too long afterwards that we moved house, not specifically for the reason of that, but
right.
But there was a lot of odd things going on there. But while I was there, which is interesting, it kind of comes into out-of-body experiences, but I woke up one night to the sound of what sounded like a sledgehammer
mm-hmm.
being hit against the bedroom wall, really loud. It was thud, thud. Well, you know, it was just like a sledgehammer, huge sledgehammer. I wonder what the hell that was. And over the period of about 15 seconds, as my hearing adjusted, it got quieter and quieter and quieter. And all it was the clock ticking on the wall. But for some reason, it had been amplified, so my hearing was like super sensitive,
mm-hmm.
and for some reason it was picking up on that. So I don't know whether that was me coming back into my into my body, and my senses were all messed up or something. But that was unusual. That was strange.
You know, I am sometimes when I dream, I am in the I'm in the body or in the life of an Eskimo girl. I mean, she's not in an igloo. She's just a regular girl, and I'll go around
rubbing noses with strangers.
Exactly, because that's what Eskimos do. No, seriously though, I'll go around on her day or her night, and seriously, it's don't anybody try this at home. It's so mundane. All they do is they play pool and they eat a lot of French fries. I mean, you know, it's just so, and I'm like, why, you know, out of all the people in the world that you can share, share a mind with or, you know, bond with, why this? But I guess it's something to show you just about how exciting your stuff is. I don't know.
Just to give you a different perspective, maybe.
Right.
Appreciate what you've got and appreciate what's out there and how people live within their certain means.
Right. It's a lot of riding around and smoking cigarettes and cheap beer.
It sounds like the life.
Wait a minute. That's my life. What am I doing?
Yeah.
No, seriously, it's just, you know, I'd like to share a life with somebody that's maybe a little glamorous, just to see what it's like to live the glamorous life, perhaps.
Yeah.
You know.
We had a very successful show. Well, of course, it wasn't last week, so that didn't go very well. The week before, a lot of people has listened to that. So I think it must be we're hitting people in the right place with these subjects. I mentioned last week about the out-of-body experience with the tiger, didn't I?
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, you can go back and listen to that show if you want. Shall I go on to something else?
If you want to.
Share another? Okay. Well, things that were on this, we mentioned ghosts and stuff. I'll just mention a couple of things on that, and then we can go on to the more dreams and that. I remember I was walking back from the shop up the road here. It's probably about half a mile up the road.
Mm-hmm.
This was probably about 2 years ago. Walking back, just these, you know. A lot of people have these unusual experiences just when they've not even got anything on their mind.
Right.
Doing something mundane and just the mind's not anywhere. And this was the case for me. And I was walking along. There's cars on the road. Probably about 80 yards in front of me was a woman walking next to a bike, pushing the bike along. And there was a woman next to her in a blue jacket walking next to her.
Mm-hmm.
So I just noticed them, and I just kind of had my eyes casually fixated on them when I was walking, because I was, you know, behind, and they were, you know, towards my destination. So I just wasn't even thinking about anything, probably thinking about the beer I was going to get to drink when I get. And I blinked, and the woman in the blue coat disappeared, just in the flash of an eye. In the flash of an eye? Is that even a saying? In the blink of an eye. She just disappeared all of a sudden, and there was just this woman walking, holding a bike, and there was nowhere for her to disappear to that quickly, down a side street or anywhere. And
right.
I was thinking about catching her up and saying to her, listen, do you know a woman that's got shortish dark brown hair and she's got a blue jacket, she was walking next to you, but I, you know, I mean, she might have thought, like, because I was carrying beer with me and approaching her, I might get, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I just wanted to round that up before we...
You know, when I used to walk, you know, around the lake. I used to walk around the lake like every day, every other day. I remember seeing people on the path and then they were gone. And I remember trying to share that with someone, and he was like, oh, they probably just took a turn. But, you know, it's you know, when you're seriously, though, when you're walking and you're looking at people in front of you and then you turn to look at something and you turn around and they're just gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's something that makes you kind of wonder, you know.
All the people falling in the lake.
Maybe they're falling in the lake.
Yeah, maybe. I was just kidding. I'm sorry. Yeah. But yeah,
well, you know,
it is strange. And you think to yourself, did I actually look away for longer than I thought? Or
no, I had. I used to listen to Korn's first album, The First Side.
Awesome album, yeah.
And that's how long it took me to walk around the lake. One side.
Yeah, I think of In Order Blind, Bold Tongue.
Yeah, that's nice.
Then,
yeah, that's nice.
I can't repeat some of them.
But that's how long it took me to walk around the lake. So I mean,
power walk into the music.
It kept me going. It kept me going. You know,
kept the rage flowing.
It kept the rage going. Come on, I gotta work off that donut.
Just the one.
Just the one donut. Everybody, our lines are open. The number is 347-215-8421. We do have some callers in line. We do see you. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to be ready to listen to your stories that you want to share.
Yay.
And yum yumminies and stuff like that. So this is the Broken Earth Radio Show. I am Nunu, and the other person you've been hearing talking is Bill. And if you give us a moment, we will be right back.
If I wanted to break, laugh it all, laugh in your face, what would you do? What if I fell to the floor, couldn't take this anymore, what would you do? Fighting for a chance, I know.
For anybody who has just joined us, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. My name is Nunu, and Bill is here as well. We're about to take a caller, and the person that is our winner, the first person we're going to be talking to is area code 951-951. This is Nunu. I'd like to first start off with your name and your birth date.
Hi, my name's Lori. My birthday is 6/29/60.
Okay. Well, Lori, it's really wonderful to be able to speak with you today. But what would you like to share with us today?
Oh, I wasn't sure. I heard the part where you guys see things out of the corner of your eyes. When I was growing up in my house, I saw a lot of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like a shadow or something, and I'd look and it'd be gone. Or
yeah, I see a lot. You know, a lot of people pass that kind of thing off as being tired, which mm-hmm. could be the case, but I think sometimes that as we get tired and we start to see things, I think maybe our brain's going into a different state of mind,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
which could be going into more of how we would in a sleep mode,
mm-hmm.
and maybe the psychic side's opening up more. So
I just think that house was haunted.
But did you? So it was basically like
more than
shadows.
Yeah, shadow, like something dark, and then one time I remember really strong. I was walking, and I heard my name. Like, it sounded like wind blowing. It scared me. Yeah, and I thought it was my cousins playing games with me. And then
right.
I went back. Yeah, and I was yelling at them, stop it, you know. And then I went back to the house, and I heard footsteps going from one room to the other. And
wow.
It was like, I thought somebody was up there, but there was nobody there.
Mm. So,
it was really weird, and then other people said that they heard things as well in that place. So,
how long were you living there for?
Well, I lived there until I was like 14, from the time I was 3 till I was 14.
Right. I think something that happens as well as we are more psychic younger, where eyes are open to a lot more when we're younger, and as the years go on, for a lot of people that closes down a bit.
Yeah.
Because I remember from my childhood a hell of a lot of strange things.
Yeah.
Just like pretty much every night.
Scary.
But they still happen, but not quite as much as we are when we're younger. I think our minds are changed by
life,
society,
people.
Yeah.
You know, the more we become accustomed to this world, we start to lose touch of the world that we knew before, or just, you know, the things that we just, you know, the things that we can't see. You know?
One of the worst things is that, you know, when you feel like you can't tell anybody about them because,
mm-hmm.
you know, the world points the finger of craziness at you, which it shouldn't be. I mean, people should be able to be more open and share these things, because it's the close-minded people that are saying we're the ones that's crazy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, Lori, what else is going on with you, dear?
Oh, I just, like, if you could t- tell me anything about a relationship with a friend I have?
Okay, what's your friend's name?
Steve,
okay. All right. We're going to do a real reading, just basically an overview to kind of see where you guys are and just some things for you to be looking forward to or things for you to be expecting. You know, anything that our guys want to, you know, talk to you about. So, Lori, if you would, just relax and just kind of, you know, focus on your breathing. And we're going to kind of get into the world of Lori and Steve. But remember, dear, just relax. Just relax. Okay. I want to share something with you. Actually, I want to ask you a question. It's not a question because of my confusion necessarily, but just because I want to see if this is something that's already happened with you guys. Okay, when I am looking at where you guys are right now and just kind of trying to get a glimpse of, you know, where you're headed, so to speak, I'm seeing that I have to go backwards, you know. And so when I go backwards, one of the things that I'm seeing in my guides are just kind of telling me to talk to you about this. It looks like you guys have had a meeting of minds. It looks like you guys have talked about who you are to each other. It looks like you guys have had this conversation. Have you guys had this conversation?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. But there's still an undercurrent of hopes and a fear of unexpected conflicts. Steve looks like he's in a place where he just doesn't seem like he's on fire. He's on fire for life change, or he's on fire for love, so to speak. When I move forward here, you know, you're surrounded with what looks like a lot of conflicts or issues. I'm going to say issues that are not even worth fixing. Like if there's anything that you're wondering about, well, maybe if I do this differently, or maybe if we talked about this, or maybe if I take this angle, our guides are saying, why bother? You know, why bother doing that? And then one of my other issues is just a card that's called like no work being done. Like there's not a lot of progress. Mm-hmm. So what I'm seeing here is, you know, two people who look like they care about each other very, very much, very much. However, it looks like your friendship is where it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's kind of frustrating because I can see where you guys have a lot of time together, but it just kind of seems like there's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear. I don't believe he's going anywhere. But the thing is, I'm seeing that, you know, we're not going anywhere either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. I just wanted to know.
Are you feeling stuck?
Kind of, yeah. There's different reasons, but yeah.
I mean, I know there's different reasons. I mean, I know that, it really does look like there was, you guys have had a friendship for a while.
Yeah, he's a strong friend to me.
Yeah, a very good friendship for a while. And it seems like this is really where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the future is now.
Yeah.
So I want you to think about that a little bit, because the cycles that you guys have together are very much here. They're very much alive, but they're also very much the same.
Just leave it go. Leave them
go. Yeah. So, but you know what? If you want to talk about this more thoroughly, if you want to actually get deeper, you know, please, you know, you can add us to your Facebook, Psychic Nunu, or just the radio show, which is Broken Earth, and we can talk more thoroughly. If there's anything that you'd like to do as far as, I'm not telling you to release this friendship, but maybe just releasing, you know, the other stuff that's attached to it, we can work on that together. It's something that you have to be very serious about, though, because it is very powerful and it will work. Okay?
Okay.
But it's when you're really, really, really ready for that happiness. We can get you there. Girl, I have some women that I work with that are actually in my triangle. Both of these girls, I hope they're not listening when they hear me say this. We're kind of hopeless cases, you know, in certain ways, because they, I mean, and I, when I say hopeless, I'm being a little sarcastic, because there's nothing wrong with daydreaming. Because when you daydream, what you're doing is you're basically, you're looking at the things in life that you want, and you're looking at what you deserve, okay? But it's one thing to daydream about, you know, being green from outer space, you know, what if? But it's another thing to, you know, daydream about the things that you really want as far as relationships. And both of these women are now, you know, one of them is planning her wedding, and another one is you know, really thinking about if they should get married. I mean, that's just how close they are. She's actually deciding if it's something that they should do or if it's better for them to stay the way they are. Because, honestly, the ritual doesn't matter. That's just how close they are with these people. So, you know, think about that. And it's something that is real. It's something that is so real. And if you want to have it, you can.
Yeah. Well, I just figure maybe I depend on them as a friend too much, and I better let it go.
We'll talk about that. Seriously. Look me up, sister. We'll talk about that, and we'll see how you can get yourself into a situation where you're not feeling needy and dependent on someone who's only giving you this and makes you feel bad about that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. It's been wonderful meeting you, Lori, and we love you very much, and hopefully you'll be getting in touch with us very soon. Okay, dear?
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
Thank you for sharing with us. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
When I say thank you for sharing with us, does that make it sound as a bit like we're in a rehab meeting? Maybe I shouldn't say that.
Actually, no. No, I think it sounds perfect, because that's what, when someone is listening and then they call in to give and to participate, they're sharing.
Yeah.
Maybe they are sharing.
Stereotyping myself too much.
Because you need to be in rehab, huh?
Yeah, that's about right.
Enough. I'm laughing nervously.
Casually.
Casually laughing. The casual laugher.
So, should I share?
It depends on what you're sharing.
Hi, my name is Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Let's have a look at my list of things. Oh, I'll tell you what. When I was staying over at my sister's house, when would it have been? Last year, she always had the... Things would be moved around, but, like, I'm not sure whether it would be a bit of a helpful entity in the house, because it would, like, put stuff, you know...
Here's your medication.
Yeah. That's right. I'll open the door for you. Get out. Like putting stuff where they'd need it. I'd have to double check with it. And there was some sweets or something which were put high up on a shelf. And my sister didn't put them there. And my niece, who was like 5 at the time, she wouldn't have been able to put them there. So maybe there was something like, nope, she's not having any sweets. They're going up on the top shelf.
No more of that.
Yeah. So I stayed over one night. and in the middle of the night, I awoke to something pulling on my leg, quite hard actually. And as I sat up, I saw this dog, which was snarling and growling at me, and walking around in circles. But it wasn't on the floor; it was like up to the right hand side at the end of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't. It was kind of visual. I saw it, but at the same time, it's mixed in. I think it was like psychically.
Right.
And it was a little difficult to get back to sleep after that. It disappeared. And I told my sister about it the next day. I said, you know, it was this dog or something. It was like he was trying to pull me out of bed. And she said, was it up here? And then did it move down here towards the... And I said, yeah, that's exactly where it was. So like, yeah, that's been here. I've seen that. It's one of the interactions that I've had with some sort of entity pulling on my leg, you know, like physical.
Right.
And obviously it didn't recognize me, and it was probably just protecting the grounds of the house, and it wanted me out of there. I never went back.
Those are ghost stories. If anybody has any ghost stories that they want to tell.
Yeah, sorry, these are all ghost stories.
And then it started pulling my leg, like I'm pulling yours. That's what I was expecting you to start saying.
I'm barking up the wrong tree.
You're barking up the wrong tree, see?
I could... the voice in... Oh, I'll tell you what. It's a bit of a short one, but during the winter... during the winter time, I just left the house, and we got about 50 yards up the road, and I was about to step off the curb, and it was like everything suddenly slowed down. And at that split moment, there we go, it was split moment.
Just because you're English doesn't mean you get to create English.
In the split of an eye.
In the flash of a pazoom.
I recalled a dream that I'd had. This all happened in a split second. I recalled a dream that I had and somebody saying to me, watch your step. So as I came over to the curb and I was about to step off, I recalled the dream at the same time, which appeared like a voice in my head saying, watch your step, and I immediately stopped, and I looked down the road, and there was black ice, and there was a car coming around the corner, so I stopped. And,
did you say there were black guys? I'm just kidding. There's black ice.
As I recalled that, I mean, I don't know what could have happened, but I could have stepped on the ice and hurt my leg or something, or a car could have come and squished me. So that was kind of like, I guess, precognition.
Well, it's a warning. Yeah, a warning.
Well, yeah, a warning that I recalled at split second that I needed it.
Mm-hmm. I had a dream once, and this is awesome. This is the first time that I ever had what I call pre-dreaming. I was working on a site, on a site doing reading, and I was dreaming while working. No, I was sleeping.
As usual.
He's just kidding, guys. He's just kidding. No, seriously, I had a dream that this guy that I used to know we were hanging out and talking, and then he started telling me about this relationship and how he was upset and blah, 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 blah. I mean, I could go on and on and on. But basically, the first call I had when I went to work was the guy with the very exact same name. And I said, wait a minute, I want to try something on you. And so basically I told him about my dream, and he just sat there and says, I am never talking to anybody but you, because the person that this man had been dating had the same exact name as the, you know, the other person in the dream.
Right.
And you know, but they were having some issues, and basically the resolution in my dream was the resolution for the issue at that point. So, you know, sometimes we can have you know, these precognitive, I guess that's the term you would use for something like that.
Yeah.
And I've had some others where people's names were the same or names were close. You know, and you know, just something to kind of help you out in advance. Because it's something that is, you know, it's close to home. It's close
yeah.
to home.
Like I've mentioned before, about a lot of precognitive dreams, but a lot of it's been mundane stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you, I don't know whether I must shared this on the air, about the one I had with the car, going out in the car, speed limit thing. Did I share that?
Yes, you did.
Oh.
But you shared it with me, but not on air.
All right, that was my question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I was listening.
Well, anyway, I had a dream. Bear in mind, I was supposed to be going out the next day with
right.
my parents. Didn't know where we were going or whatever, really. You know, it was just going to pick me up and whatever. So I had this dream that we were going down we were traveling in the car, and I thought my dad seemed to be going a bit fast, and we were going down a certain stretch of road, a couple of miles from here, called what we call the Backford Dip.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember us traveling down. Oh, sorry, that's my.
The frogs going.
The frogs are calling me. We were traveling down this road, and I remember thinking, watching my dad's speed, thinking this is a bit fast, and. Had a strange atmosphere to it, and then I saw emergency lights from emergency services. That was basically what I saw. Anyway, the next day I got up, got into the car, and I said to my dad, all I said was, just watch your speed today. And he said, I'm glad you told me that, because they've changed the speed limit on the Backford Dip.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that the speed limit had changed. I didn't know that we'd be going that way. And we believe that if I hadn't mentioned anything, then he could have been going faster, which could have caused a whole different set of events that day. I think that's one of the most important precognitive dreams that I've had, because I really feel like it's made a difference. And this one specifically was going to be mentioned in the author Anthony Peake's book, which I was going to call Time Dreams and Precognition, but I think he's called it something like Labyrinth of Time now, which I still need to pick up to see if he's actually put it in there, because that'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Along with one of my dad's experiences.
You know what? I think it's about that time. We do have some people in the queue. Everyone, remember our call in number is 347-215-8421. We do have some people that are waiting, and we're going to take a brief break, listen to a little ditty, and we are obligated to also play a couple of other things. Here we have some advertisements that we need to play.
From our sponsor.
And we'll be back in a moment. We will, I promise.
Hello. My name is Marissa from Power of You. Love, money, hope, security. Contact me for personalized spell packets. I'm a practitioner of enlightened down-home conjure. Just email us at powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com. Again, powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com.
PowerOfYou.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
And we're back. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. We're going to take a call, and we're going to be speaking with a caller at area code 706. Hi, this is Nunu. Could I first start off with your name?
You can, Nunu. It's Mary Ellen.
Hello, Mary Ellen.
Hello. Hi, Bill.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
Well, Mary Ellen, what would you like to share with us today?
Well, I've had several issues, you know, like I was listening to your other caller, but when I was like 13, we lived in Maine and in the country, and I was, and there was, you know, like my mom had this flower garden between these two huge trees, and there are woods across the road. And I was out there, and I looked across into the woods, and I saw Dorothy and the Wizard, from the Wizard of Oz.
Wow.
Wow.
And the Tin Man and the Lion, and they were, like, you know, doing peekaboo from behind the tree. And I remember, like, closing my eyes and saying, okay, this is, like, not happening. It was on my birthday, and even to the point I had a blue and white check, bathrobe on that my mother had said I absolutely love. My mother had given me my watch and my Barbie doll in my hand, and I was like,
wow,
looking over there, and to this day, I mean, so I think, you know, somebody was trying to get my attention.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are times that, and this, I mean, things like this happen to me all the time. I would see things, you know, like I was at the cemetery one time looking for my best friend's grave, had gone back home and was visiting. And I had had this dream that, you know, she was like playing again, like, you know, I see you, you can't see me kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I called a brother and said, you know, where is this? Where I can't find a headstone. And she, he says, so he's telling me. And I'm like, okay, I'm there, but I don't see it. So finally, you know, this is before cell phones, so I have to, you know, get in the car, go someplace to call him. So he meets me back at the graveyard. He said, you know, and I go there and I park and I'm standing right in front and still couldn't see it. And then he comes up and he goes, it's right here, Muriel. And I was like, I've been standing here for an hour looking
wow.
at that spot, and I did not see that. But anyway, so, you know.
Well, yeah, these are the kind of stories I like because they're so out of the ordinary. And I think when you were... Because I've seen some weird stuff as well, and I think what happens in some cases, if something is trying to appear before us or trying to manifest before us, either two things can happen. Either it appears to us in a way that our brain can comprehend it, and the other way is that if an entity is appearing before us, it appears in a form that's not going to frighten us.
Right.
Right. So I believe that there could have been the case with the Tin Man and Dorothy in that, because it's not something... I presume you weren't particularly scared at the time.
Oh, no. I just kept closing my eyes and, like, rubbing my eyes, like when you wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, thinking that they're going to be gone.
I've done that before as well.
And they weren't gone, you know, or... You know, I was visiting my son at their house, and Ashlyn had just been born, and... You know, and it's late at night. My dad was sick, and he was had lung cancer, and he was in the room, a short hallway. He was at one end, and Ashlyn was at the other. And Don and Kristen were sleeping, and I was, you know, sitting there reading a book. went in and checked on Ashlyn. She was asleep, and then all of a sudden, you know, I go back out and sitting there, and all of a sudden she starts screaming. Like somebody is, you know, like she's cooing.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody is, you know, like talking to her. And
mm-hmm.
then I saw, like, I felt like it, and I know that was my mother. I know my mother was, like, walking between, you know, between my dad and the baby, which she was the baby.
Right.
So I'm sure that he was playing with the baby and checking in on my dad at the same time. Anyway, those are my stories.
I was going to say that sounds like that's nice stuff. That's
a very nice story. Seriously, I kind of see you as somebody who is so lucky to be able to have an experience like that for your birthday when you're really young. You know, you know, your guides, and you know the loved ones that are surrounding you, giving you a gift of something like that to tell you hello and to play with you in a way that's not going to be scary, notable,
sure.
but not frightening, you know, notable, but not frightening.
Well, and I mean, even like in the house that we live in, I mean, you know, I'll be like half asleep or something and I feel, or I'm asleep and I wake up because I feel like somebody has got on the bed. And, of course, I've got two dogs, so I'm feeling around, you know, and I'm calling, and then nobody's come.
Right.
So, you know, I know that somebody, you know, is there, but, of course, it's dark, and I can't see them.
Right.
Or I'll get up, and I'll turn the light on, and, of course, you know, Star or Luna are not there.
Mm.
So
I don't know if that's the lady that's in the house or if it's my, you know, if it's somebody else, but... Anyway,
that's really interesting. When you saw these things when you're younger, do you Do you feel that, did you feel any particular message at all, or has it made you see things with a more open mind, or have you anything manifested from that that's helped you in any way?
Well, you know, my sister used to, all my sisters, you know, I mean, I talked about this with my sister, and she used to say that my mother used to tell me, please don't repeat that in public, Mary Ellen. You know, because she said you were constantly seeing things and saying things, you know, that nobody would know that,
mm-hmm.
you know, or, you know, even places that we've lived. I mean, this one house up in Pennsylvania we were in, and I smelt roses in the living room, I mean, in the kitchen. And then I would hear a dog. One time I was cooking dinner and I heard a dog growl. And I smelled pipe tobacco down behind, you know, like where the furnace was at. So I went next door and I asked the lady, did anybody, you know, tell me about the people that used to live in this house. Well, the guy,
yeah.
the lady always had roses on the windowsill over the sink. They had a golden retriever. That was the man's dog. And then he used to smoke his pipe hiding down in the corner, you know, by the heater because she didn't like the smell of the tobacco in the house.
Mm.
So he would sneak back there when it was cold in the wintertime, and he would smoke his pipe. And they both, they both died in the house. And the dog, you know, the dog passed away. So... And my son used to see the dog. I mean, he wasn't like a threatening dog. You know, he would just like come up and, you know, like to John when he was sleeping and be in this room or whatever, and he would
right.
hear the footsteps, and then the dog would come in and like he was panting, and then he'd sit, you know, sit by the bed. But he never, nothing threatening.
That's good. It's like I said, it sounds like good experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were good. They were good. So
really
anyway,
good experiences.
Yeah, so I mean, I still have things, you know, that go on, but, you know, when I can, you know, calm my mind long enough.
Yeah, I know what you mean. In the hustle and bustle of life, it's
yeah.
sometimes you miss a lot of things because they're always on the go.
It's usually when I dream, though. It's usually when I'm sleeping.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of things happen. A lot of things happen. For me, I think it's the only time that a lot of people stop what they're doing, so our mind's open to a lot more things.
And then the other thing that usually happens is that, you know, I'll be sitting in the house and they'll be like, you'll hear the copier go on. You know, or my husband will lose a, you know, he'll put a tool down and it will be placed there. And the next time he finds it, it's put away, you know, down cellar in his workshop.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not put that tool there. But I'll be sitting in the dining room, you know, on the computer, on my laptop, and all of a sudden I will hear, you know, the copier go on and off, you know, like
right.
somebody pushed the button. So, anyway.
Something definitely there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
well, share with us what else has been going on with you.
Well, that's about it.
Okay. Well, that's enough, isn't it? That's enough.
Nunu's greedy for more stories.
I know. I'm like, what's the other stuff?
And then.
And then.
We should sit down and have coffee sometimes. No.
I know.
That was awesome, though. Thanks very much for sharing.
Yeah, thank
sharing
you for sharing.
It's awesome.
Mary Ellen, please, as I said, please keep listening. And remember, add us to your Facebook. It's Psychic Nunu or the radio show, which is Broken Earth. We always have different topics. Broken Earth Radio Show on Facebook. We always have different topics every week for people to share and just love hearing people's experiences, love seeing how we have, we're all a part of the same thing, weaved in together, woven. Is it woven? You're the English expert. Woven in together.
Woven. Or weaved it.
We're weaving it in together.
Is it possible I could ask you one question?
Sure.
Quickly?
Sure.
I had approached a friend of mine if he could help, send me some money to help me over a hump here. His name is Jack. Is he going to help out?
Hold on just a moment. And remember, sweetheart, just relax and breathe. Relax and breathe. Okay. All right. Let's see. Yeah. I see him helping you out. I do see him helping you out. It does look like he's going to assist you. Hold on just a moment. I'm trying to gauge when. The sun. Okay, so he tells you he can do it, and then a little while later he does. Let's see what happens over like the next 8 days, because it actually does look like he's going to do it, and then it looks like you should be receiving money. I see you receiving money probably over the next 8 days.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I hated to cross back over that bridge with him, but you know we got into a situation and. We're waiting on a wire on my husband's side, and that still hasn't come in. They're trying to get that resolved, and so I had to, I had to approach Jack, and I was just like, man.
Yeah, I can imagine. It is. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to ask people for help.
You just get to a point where, like, you know, he's helped in the past, and it was like, man, I don't want to have to go back through this again, but, you know, it.
Yeah.
It'll all smooth out soon, I'm sure. It's just that, you know, it's just been one thing after another here. I just kept telling him, remember, I love yellow roses. If for some reason you call and everything is disconnected, send yellow roses. No.
Oh.
If you see me sitting on the side of your bed some night, you'll know that, you know, this has got the best of me. But anyway, I have to say that jokingly. I'm not wishing that.
I know you are. Well, it's been so nice speaking with you. Thank you so much for sharing with us, Mary Ellen.
Oh, you're so welcome.
You.
And I can share more with you later. I'll write it on your website.
Thank you.
That would be wonderful. Seriously. Wonderful.
All righty.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Oh, she's so nice. We have some more callers. I think we'll take another call and then we'll take a break for a minute. But we're going to be talking to our caller at area code 337. 337, this is Nunu and Bill. How may I help you?
Hello, how are you guys?
Hi, we're all right. Yeah, I'm doing well, thanks. How are you? Okay.
I'm good. I just was... checking on. I spoke to Nunu a couple of months back, but we had a real bad connection. I don't know if it was my Skype or whatnot, but Nunu, you did. I don't know if you remember me, but you did tell me to call back just to kind of do a check-in. My question to you at that time was about maybe the love life, to see if anything was going on for me or coming up for me.
Okay. And what's your name, if you don't mind?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Tamala.
You say Tamala with a T or a P?
With a T.
T. Okay. All right. Okay, so share with us how things have been.
It's still kind of been the same because when I talked to you last time, I think you said that something was coming up, but it wasn't going to be like until the winter months. And then someone was, I think you said that someone had been checking up on me. It was a friend of mine, and we kind of just stopped talking. And you said that he had been checking up on me, but he's thinking about me in that way.
Okay, so you just you kind of want to see when you'll be hearing from him, or at least when someone's making himself obvious for you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, if you would, just relax. Just relax and breathe. Hold on just a moment. Yeah, it's like somebody has been peeking in on you. And then I have a man making himself known. I mean, just the exact terminology I was using. It looks like it's going to be. It's frustrating because it looks like there's a little bit of in and out before this, but finally, bam! Around the third week or so of December, this is where I see him, you know, actually saying, "Hey, what's up?" And it's just at that point, our guides are telling you that you're having more of a you understand what's been happening. You have a clear vision of just what's been going on. I think, I'm not going to say I think. I actually see that this is someone who has been, asking after you. You know, in any way in which that he can be, you know, even if he's looking at you on Facebook, you know what I mean? Just whatever, any way that he's been peeking, you know, checking in on you, that's what I see him doing. And
we're friends, and it looks like it could have went to another level, but I don't know, we were like hit and miss type, you know,
right?
Just hit and miss. And
right.
It looks like now he's dating someone, so I didn't know how to take that. So, but I've been dreaming about him a lot. He's always in my dreams, so I didn't know what to think of it.
What do you think about that, Bill, when someone's dreaming about someone, since we're talking about precognitive things?
Well, it could be a couple of things. Either it's precognition, if you experience that kind of thing anyway, or it could just be that, you know, that they're on your mind that much that, you know, you do dream about them. I've had that before. It depends what kind of dreams they are as well, because if they're nice dreams, enjoy them while they last, you know.
What kind of things are happening in the dreams when he comes in?
It's these are very intense dreams because my grandmother is deceased, and it's like a cluster of them. One dream in particular was he was seeking forgiveness from me, and he just popped up from behind me, and he startled me. And then I went in the house to my grandmother. Like I said, she's deceased. She told me to go outside with him and go pray with him, and I was praying with him, holding his hand. Then in another dream, she was in the dream with us. He was behind a counter, but I couldn't see his face, but I knew it was him. Then I was holding some papers up to my chest like a schoolgirl, and in the paperwork I seen marriage. And then I keep on seeing him. It's like he's trying to talk to me and all just weird. And when I did research on astral projections, I was reading that a lot of times that whenever you're sleeping, you're traveling to different dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I was thinking that's what it could have been because they seem so real. It doesn't just
yeah.
– a lot of times I'm not thinking about him at all because he had kind of ticked me off, so I was just, like, not even thinking about him. And every time I get like that, like in a stubborn mood or just don't want to deal with him, he's in my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I've experienced that. I mean, I've astral projected actually to where Nunu was and, like, saw what was going on through her eyes while she was awake, which was weird. But that could be the case. I mean, you could be visiting with each other in on the astral plane, or the fact that they seem, I mean, obviously they sound like vivid dreams, and they sound quite positive and specific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the fact that the marriage could happen, the fact that you couldn't see his face is the fact that it is there, but it's not quite quite manifested yet.
Mm-hmm.
There's still time to go before he's all there, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so
I mean, like...
You pick up when he comes back in December, you're picking up that he's coming for like a instead of it being hit and miss, you think he's coming for a relationship?
Yeah, I think he's coming for you at that point.
Okay,
because yeah.
I think he's with someone right now, so...
Right.
I mean, is it going to be something that's going to be dissolved on that end? Because I don't want to intervene.
I know what you mean. You don't want any of that. You don't want any
yeah.
of that. Yeah, I really honestly see that the reason that it's so seesaw-y right now is because there's some things that he's got to work out and then when he's actually coming forward. And I want you to, I don't want to over explain the tarot, but I have to at this point for just a moment, okay, Bill? Oh. Sorry. But basically, there are actions of this man that are basically resembling the actions of someone who is not ready to be accountable. There's actions of this man that resemble basically a child or somebody who's at a very basic place, like he's standing at the bottom of the steps. Mm-hmm. And he is coming up the steps, and by the time he's actually looking at you, he is a king, which means he's ready to talk to you about what's happening. So whatever he's working out, he's working that out on his own. And when he's actually coming, when he's actually talking to you, we know he's going to be casual and just like, hey, what's up? What are you doing? We know that there's going to be the breaking of the ice, and there's going to be, you know, the gradual assimilation into each other. But that's at the point when he's actually ready.
Okay.
Okay.
I got you. I understand it more now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And all the things.
So much, I mean, because I was thinking about you the other day, and I was thinking about calling you and just to kind of get some insight into this anyway.
Well, you know, remember, you can always find us, even if we're not on air. You can find us on Facebook under Psychic Nunu, and also the radio show, Broken Earth Radio Show, has a page now. You can always find us. Always find us. Okay, dear?
Okay. You were fixing to say something. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just basically going to say that the dreams that you're having, it really seems like you're doing a lot of work, a lot of exercise, a lot of, you know, spiritual exercise to, you know, to hash out the things that you probably can't hash out together. So, forgiveness is such a difficult thing. Forgiveness is something that is, it's no joke, because, you know, I see very few people who actually do forgive. Most of the times people are just doing a lot of word action. And then you see people with their silly little posts. I forgive, but I never forget. And the thing is, that's not real. That's not forgiveness. That's just somebody who's putting it over to the side and then going to remind you about it later, you know? So that's not what that is. But the fact that you're consulting with someone who is appearing to you in a body that you understand and you trust, which is your grandmother, and it's more than likely one of your guides sitting with you and saying, "Listen, there's some things that you're going to have to reconcile."
And it's so weird. Yeah, and it's so weird because she is like she's coming to me and she's telling me what to do, and I'm listening. It was like she said, "Go outside, hold his hands, and pray with him." And I did exactly what she said. And it looks like peace came over me in a dream. And it was like the only thing I could think of at this point, it's got to be something from past lives or something. It was deep because I've never, in my waking life, I tend to forgive people because I need to, for me to forgive people, I got to first learn to forgive myself.
So, no, you're right. You got it. You took the words right out of my mouth. And that's basically what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is putting that person on the stage and looking at that person and saying, you know what, I'm sorry, and I'm sorry for this, and will you forgive me for these things, and I love you and thank you for doing this. And it's basically, you know, forgiveness is not a joke, and we forgive people so that we don't have to carry, whatever they've done with us around with us every day and feel like it's happening over and over and over and over again. So, yeah, to forgive people, you have to first, you know, even if you have to go back to before you even walked on this earth and you realize that, you know, there's some contract that we made with each other for you to do this to me, and I'm sorry you were the vessel that had to execute this, but I needed to have this experience. And, you know, so please forgive me for, you know, for forcing you into the corner like this, and thank you for listening to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true to say, and it's very phenomenal and deep when you think about it like that, because then that way it takes the energy away from me pointing fingers at him, and it points it back at me for me to do my own self work, because when I think about it, I mean, it's deeper. What's going on is deeper than what I can see on this dimension. It's something that probably went on previous, and I have to just release it so I can move forward.
I like to imagine that we're all sitting around a table, and you know, in our real form, you know what I mean. I turn to you and I'm like, I double dog dare you to go to Earth. And I dare you to be, you know, to look like this and to come from this and experience and need to experience all these things and still remember who you are right here and not let the burdens of the earth affect you. And then you turn to me and you're like, well, I see that. And then I raise you this. And so when people have experiences where they think that they're coincidences, like let's say you meet somebody who's got the same exact birth date and your mothers have the same exact name, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that. These are signs for us to take notice of each other, to take notice of what we can learn. Mm-hmm. And that's what those coincidences are set in place for. Whenever you're seeing signs, I remember a woman once told me, when you see signs, run. But actually, whenever you're seeing signs, it's because there's something that you're supposed to be taking notice of. So, but like I said, you know, just let us know how you're doing, and you can always reach us, okay, sweetheart?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, we are going to take a little break here for a moment. I need to go. I really do need to take a little break for a moment, and we'll be right back, and we have some more callers in line. We have about 30 minutes left, so we have three people in line. We'll give everybody a good 5, 6, 7 minutes, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
And we're back. I am really excited to talk to everybody about, real quickly, the fact that I'm working on a book. It's probably, I hope it's not going to be very big, because I don't want people to look at it and feel exhausted with it. It's actually a book about moon magic and the moon and how it affects our lives daily. There's some other things that I've been kind of looking at, and it's women and magic and how we have a very, very, very special magic. It's a very big subject, so it's probably going to be something that is going to be touched on a little bit, and then something different. And we're going to be talking about some casting for beginners, and I'm also trying to get my old blogs together for, you know, to train people on how to read tarot in a way that's genuine and it doesn't seem like it's too much like you have to follow somebody else's patterns. You can make your own patterns, because remember, everything that you're doing has to come from you, or it's coming from, I don't know where it's coming from, but it's not coming from yourself. Anyhow, I am going to be talking with everybody about this over the next few months while it's getting prepared, and I just can't wait for it to be done. I really can't wait for it to be done. But we are going to take a call. Bill, is there anything you wanted to say before we take a call?
No, I just wonder whether you're going to include the strange anomalies of the moon as well, some unusual information about the moon in your book. I think it's something like 1/400th. I don't know. It's not right, I think. Well, 400 times smaller than the sun, exactly 1/400th. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, what I can't figure out is why we haven't walked on the sun yet.
Well, we should go at nighttime.
Or maybe we should go in the winter when it's like 30 or 40 degrees. We could walk on the sun then.
Totally.
We're taking caller 857. This is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. This is Rose. How are you?
Very good, Rose. Very good, my dear. Well, what's
up? Nunu, my beloved and I have been fighting for months, and I think we've gotten to a point where some healing can take place. And I'm wondering, is he, like, I've noticed some changes in him, and I'm wondering, is he willing to work on this?
What's his name, sweetheart?
Michael.
Michael, okay. Hold on just a moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question for a reason, and it's because I'm hearing him say something, or his guides are saying something to me, and you know, as a reader, okay, that's fine, but as a healer, it's really ticking me off right now. Okay, and I'm sorry to say that, I really am.
Okay.
But what are you guys fighting about?
What were we fighting about?
Yeah.
Money. Infidelity.
Right. Okay.
Money, infidelity, and him being stubborn.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to say some things, and I'm not trying to add fuel to the fire. But right now, he's saying that he's just tired of hearing about this all the time. The thing is, okay, Rose, he has let it go. He has let go what he did, and you can't. Because, I mean, And I can't tell you to let it go. I can't. I can help you walk through it. But the thing is, the reason you can't let it go is because he shows no remorse. Okay. The relationship. I mean, it's not over. It's not over. But the issue is that it's going to exist like this until you can figure out when you're really, 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 really ready to forgive what he's done. But the problem is that when you can actually work out that stuff, I really think that you may let him go.
Mm.
So, I mean, this is one of those things where I think the problems are keeping the relationship alive. And I don't see that very often, or just maybe I haven't been honest, or not me being honest, but our guy, his guides are being very straight up, and so there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff that you got to think about.
Oh, and there's more stuff. I don't know.
No, there's, you know everything. I really do believe you know everything. But the thing is that I know you're getting tired of the same conversations. He's tired of the same conversations too. He is so tired of them that he's just exhausted. He's ready to just dump the issues by the side of the road. And what you've got to do is you've got to come to terms of when you're ready to. And I'm not telling you your relationship is over. I'm just telling you that when you are ready to really figure out how you can let go of all this stuff that's keeping this fire going, I really think that I see you being very burnt out. And I'm just going to put it that way.
I'm already burnt out. I think we're both burnt out because it's. We're waiting for some things to happen so that we can really move forward in the situation. But there's been some stuff along the way.
Right.
It's not just waiting for the things to happen. It's the mess along the way that adds to it. So
right.
I'm dealing with somebody who's never really had to be accountable in a situation, in a relationship, and now he has that accountability and him learning to be accountable in that I've gotten hurt along the way.
Right.
I don't even think it was personal. I'm not making excuses for him.
No, sweetheart. You don't have to tell me. I'm serious.
Okay.
You don't have to tell me that because I know you're not making excuses for it.
Okay.
You really know that whatever he did because he has to be sugar candy to everybody. You know, it has nothing to do with you.
Right.
And it's happened, and he knows how it was going to be, and he's just chill, and you know about the things, and you need some explanations because you just do. He's like, I'm tired of hearing about it. Stop talking about it. That's old stuff. And excuse my language, he's just like, that's old shit. Let it go. And you're like,
right.
How am I supposed to let this go when? And it just keeps going and going and going and going.
Right.
And so my whole thing is, I believe that you just have to spin out. You have to spin out like a top. You have to burn it up, burn it out. And then when you're actually just like, ugh, okay. And then you look at everything that you have in front of you. And I'm saying this because I am in favor of us working it out and moving to new levels with people that we're with. Because we're going to have to experience it anyway off
right.
of someone. And so you may as well work it out with who you're with because you're
right.
going to keep smacking your head up against the same wall until you get it.
Right.
You can keep going to somebody else and it can be puppy love and it can be awesome. But when you reach that wall of reality, and if you can't figure out how to climb that wall of reality, you just go back and you play in the puppy love field. And you can play in the pound for the rest of your life if you want to, but you're going to have to keep turning around and dealing with the same thing until you can get it with the one you're with. And so my whole thing is Rose, are going to have to figure out how you're going to shed this. So that you can get to the top of the step and see that it's not really a wall. It's just a step, and there's more life on the other side of that. So, and like I said, I do not at all see that this is over. But my concern for you is that when you finally work it out, you're just like, okay, well, I did that, and I'm done with you. Okay, bye. And if that's the way it is, that's okay. That's totally cool. That's totally cool if that's the way it is. But I kind of feel like secretly you might be needing to keep doing this because this is what your relationship is doing. This is the way that you guys relate right now. So, I got to take some other calls, girl, but add us to your Facebook and let's talk. Seriously, let's talk and figure out what you want to do. And then whatever you want to do, we'll take you to the other side of the river, okay?
Can I ask a quick question before you move on? Just really
sure,
quick.
Sure.
Okay, so part of what you're saying in me letting go of some things is letting go of his mama and the baby's mamas. And that's what I've done. Was that a good thing?
You have to do that. You have to. I'm going to tell you something really, really quick. I got married when I was very, 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 very young. And he already had a child that he had in high school with someone. And right now, I love that child. I love that girl's mama. I call her my sister wife, you know. I'm not together with the man anymore. But what I'm saying is that there was a point, though, when she was acting like a doggone fool on the phone. And I one day realized, this is not my problem. I didn't have the high school baby. I don't have to deal with this at all. Mm. And he's the one that has to deal with it. I know that it probably put a wedge and a wall up in that relationship, but it was, I mean, you have to let him deal with his own stuff. And
mm-hmm.
if he's not dealing with it, then there you go. And, you know, and just make sure that it doesn't infringe on your day, because you cannot let other people control your relationship. You just can't do it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. So we'll talk. I'll find you.
Yeah, we'll talk. We'll talk. Okay, sweetheart. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay, we're taking a call from 443. This is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, how you doing? This is Nima.
You said Nima?
Yes.
Hello, Nima. It's very nice to meet you. Why don't you share with us what's on your mind today or your experience?
Okay. When I was, about 15 years ago, my mom had a friend that's like a healer.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she told me like a reading, let's say. And she said that I was going to be an artist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is like over 15 years ago. And throughout growing up in those years, I always kind of wondered artists as in how, like artists, like a painter, like artists of create, you know what I mean? Like a creator.
Right.
I'm not sure if it's an artist as like an actor or it could be a music artist. And I've been wondering that. Because artists can be phrases in all different ways.
Well, Nima, you also have to remember that an artist is a creator of something.
That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's no guessing. That's what it is. An artist is someone that creates something. But the thing is, it's the process of the creation. So if you want to create music, you can create music. But the thing is, people who are creative in all areas. And these are also people who are healers in their own right. You have healers who are nurses. You have healers who work for customer service. You have healers who are singers. You have healers who are musicians, healers who are painters. It goes on and on and on and on and on. But what you're doing is you're creating your own form of medicine to heal people of whatever it is they needed to be healed with. So what I'm going to tell you is not an escape from your question. What I'm going to actually tell you is an answer to your question. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what field you use. It doesn't matter what outlet, what medium. It doesn't matter. As long as you're doing, as long as it's the process, it's the doing that is healing you, and what you reveal is the medicine for other people. Like a singer, it doesn't matter how many albums you make or how much money you have. When you get up on stage and you're singing Mary Had a Little Lamb, and then one day you realize that she might be talking about her private spots, and then you dig in there deeper and you realize that you're singing the blues, That is your process of healing. So my whole thing is pick a medium that you want to experience with or you want to experiment with or you want to practice with, and then move on to something else, because you're going to keep moving from thing to thing, because it's what you do. It's what you do.
Yeah, I've noticed that throughout the years. I just, like, picked up all different types of, like, arts, and I try to, and, like, it's almost like my father would tell me before he passed away, he would be like, you know, don't be a fanatic about one thing, almost like learn a good amount, in other words, of a subject, and then right when you're almost to the end, move on to something else.
Right, right.
So, I don't know. To me, it's almost like it's just almost like I'm able to create and as in like a healing or a majestic way is what you're what that means.
Right. Right. But it's the process. Remember what you're doing is for you, it's the process. For us, what we see, that's our medicine. But your process is what heals you, and what you show us, that's our medicine. But for me as a reader, what I'm concerned about is that you are getting what you need out of this. And so if you can create and you can receive, you know, green energy for whatever it is that you put out there, you know, more power to you, more power to you. But what really matters is that you continue to create and never stop doing that. Okay.
I've been real very intrigued with I want to say majestic or paranormal abilities, and I always try taking my abilities to different levels and just mm-hmm. learning more and more, and I'm almost right now at the end where it's like, okay, I want to say learning what you do to an extent, but I understand how almost to read people to a certain level.
Right.
It's almost like it's something else I want to know about. I can't explain. It's like I want to learn more about, psychic abilities to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm almost like not sure where to not start. I don't know what it is, but I've been real very intrigued with healers or let's say light workers or just being like, you know, compassionate to others, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would you say? I mean, is it just stay at that? I mean,
go on, dear. I'm sorry. Go on. I'm sorry.
It's almost like, okay, I spoke to someone last week when I called, and I said, can you just do a free reading? And they said, okay, sure. And they said, I have a sense that you're going to be almost, like, you should take classes, you're going to be famous, or not you're going to be famous, but something to that level. Or does that make sense? So it's almost like, if I'm secluded doing this on my own, if I wanted to pursue it, and be able to, show others or help others or something to that extent. Is there something that you can, maybe guide me or, say something?
Nima, what we're going to need to do first is just basically start working on you feeling comfortable enough even doing that. So we've got to hone your gift. And we've got to hone your skills. We'll put it that way. We need to hone your skills.
The lady said go look up acting classes as well.
I mean, you could do that too. You can do acting classes. You can. There are so many things that you can do because the world is your oyster. Seriously, I mean, there's so many things you can do. Yeah, but you got to remember too that. I want you to pay close attention to your dreams and come back and share some of your dreams with us so we can see the sorts of things that your guides are talking to you about when you're laying dormant. Because right now, I believe that you are When you sleep. Right now, I believe that you're reawakening, and so there's a lot of things that you're trying to push these things out, but we need to let them flow. And remember, all you have is time. So we'll work on it with you. It's all good, brother. It's all good. We'll do it. Seriously, we got you. But just, you know, remember to add us to your Facebook. It's Psychic Nunu, or you can add Broken Earth Radio Show to your Facebook and keep in touch. And Bill and I and other people in our community will work with you on the things that it is that you're trying to do. But like I said, right now I see that you really need to be paying close attention to your sleeping dreams and then sharing your dreams so we can see what it is that's swirling around you. And also just pay attention to coincidences. Pay attention to if you ever see any strange numbers. Just focus on what you see. Focus on what's around you. Because remember, the earth talks to us. The earth talks to us, okay?
Okay, I'll take some of that into consideration. Thank you, Nunu. Take care.
Okay, talk to you soon, Nima. Bye-bye. You there, Bill?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
Okay, I believe we have time to take one more caller. We're going to talk to area code 215. We only have about 4 minutes to talk because we do need to close the show out properly and not just leave everybody hanging. So 215, is there something that you wanted to share with us real quickly? Hold on just a moment. There we go, 215, it's Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. Thank you for taking my call. I have had a lot of dreams lately, and one of the dreams I've had was that I was going to be working for the president, and it was very important. There were a lot of people there that worked for him, and they were going to be helping me make this transition to working for him, and that, oh no, it was for the king and not for the queen. It was very important that I made that distinction. Working for the king. But anyway, so I am looking for a job, and I was just wondering, do you see that it's coming soon?
Okay. Now, what I need you to do, dear, is just to relax, take some nice, good, deep breaths, and let me see what's going on with you. Remember, just relax, dear. All right, let's see. Ooh, this is pretty awesome. You're actually in a very good cycle. You're in a very good cycle. And you know what? Your dream is rocking and rolling for you. This is the deal, okay? We've got you... Over the next, it's very soon. I mean, I'm talking about just weeks. It does look like you are going to be dealing with someone. This is what I believe. I believe that you're going to be working for a couple, or it's a man and a woman who are very much like they're equals. Okay. And the thing is, it looks like you're talking to the woman, but she's looking for someone to work for him, which is basically you're not working for the queen, you're working for the king. You see what I mean?
Right.
And as far as who they are, I want you to focus on people whose last names have something to do with money. Green, gold, you know, something like that. Look for people who have that last name or just something that has to do with what we're talking about with green, gold, et cetera, diamond, you know, crystal perhaps. But those that sort of last name. But it looks like you'll be talking with a woman, but you're actually going to be working with a man. And they have whatever they do. It looks like they work with money numbers, something that has to do with things that are valuable. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So it could be a jeweler. It could be a pawn shop. It could be a dentist. You know, but it's just for some reason I'm seeing. These people be very it just seems like there's wealth surrounds them, and wealth also has something to do with their name. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right,
and
dear.
it's a good job for me to
yeah,
take.
Yeah, yeah, I believe yeah. so. But what I'm going to tell you is this, and I'm just this is something that I'm telling you as a healer, not as a reader right now. When you work
okay.
for people that are related, make sure you talk with, even though you're supposed to be working for the husband, make sure you always clear everything with the wife.
Okay.
Okay? Just make sure you have a very decent relationship with her because, you know, that's just the way it works. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, dear.
All right.
Good luck.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, wow, we've had a really good show. We still have some people in line, but we really are not able to take any more calls, guys. Remember, though, we're here every single Tuesday, or we try to be. Last Tuesday, we had to stop the show because it just wasn't working. It kept cutting us
wrong.
Off. It was going wrong. It was all Bill's fault. And also remember to add us to your Facebook, Psychic Nunu or Broken Earth Radio Show.
And if you need some physical healing or a boost for physical healing, then drop me an email, BillDoyle@live.com, and I'll see if I can help you out. Something I wanted to say about Nima before, it sounded like he's very similar to myself, where the fact that he feels like he needs to create.
Mm-hmm.
He's a creator like me. I always get this urge, like I need to create. I want to get my paints out, do some painting. And also, I think he has this overwhelming feeling that he's in a position where he needs to help people. And it's good to be involved with a lot of different things and trying to learn everything. But you've got to find a balance, because if you jump around too much, you're going to be kind of good at a few things. But you do need to try and stick with one thing for a while.
For a little while.
If you really want to be good
right.
at it. But something that a great, amazing healer told me, Terry LaRich Walters, he said to me, don't force things to happen
mm-hmm.
in time. Things
right.
will come to you and they'll happen in
right.
due time and when you're ready.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And I believe it.
Yeah, if we try to force things, then it's just...
And I can talk about him some more, actually, on another show, because he's a very interesting guy.
Yeah.
I spoke to him a few times, so.
Yeah, his story is kind of interesting, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So many interesting stories, and so many interesting people who've called today.
Yeah,
to
I'm glad that we've had a lot of input today. It's been really good. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, I have too. I really have.
We've got plenty more to share on another show anyway, so... in fact, if we wanted to delve into that kind of things, I mean, I've got some information, experiences with UFO and possibly extraterrestrials, if you want to call them that, or, you know, unfamiliar beings is a word I came up with recently, which I think is a better way to describe them, but maybe for another show.
You think so?
Possibly, yeah.
If you're good.
Then we won't be doing that show.
We'll be doing that show.
Bad to the bone.
Yeah, whatever.
Bad.
Oh. I once again want to thank everybody for coming on and for listening.
Oh, thank you very much.
And it, you know, it really does mean a lot to us, and because this is what we do, and we'll be here next Tuesday. 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. UK. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
Go placidly amid the noise and the haste. That's all I want to say.
Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons, they are vexations to the spirits. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.